This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're live from the bus.
Well, I am. I am along with the 50 students from Shanley High School, Fargo, North Dakota, making their way to Washington, D.C., to the March for Life, along with 500,000-plus folks doing the Martin Luther King of 2019. That is standing up for the civil rights, the unalienable right to life of children. This should not be a debate. How is this a debate? How is this a debate? That it's okay to say, no, I don't think that little baby should live. But it's a product of a bad piece of law before the Supreme Court, wrongly decided, in my view, in 1973. And every year since, there's been a March for Life, which is one of the longest standing, if not the longest standing, march on Washington that there is. Only wish Todd Mitchell could be here, but he's back at the studio. Somebody has to be back there. How are
no
you,
kidding.
Todd?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. I am. And we're going to be talking to some of the folks here that are with me. Some of the I'm a chaperone. I know that probably makes Todd chuckle just a little bit, but because usually he has to chaperone me. So how can I be the chaperone, right? That works.
You're funny.
I don't know why we call you co-host. We should call you chaperone. So we should call you. After all, he has the buzzer. He has the that's sort of like giving dog a treat, you know, a little thing needed. He has all of it. We'd love to hear from you today. Give an opinion on the reason we're heading to Washington.
Something like Megatron
right
over there
on your mind.
Oh, there we go. That's better.
I'm sounding like Megatron.
Yeah, you were for a moment there. Seems better.
I don't know
now
who Megatron is, so I don't know.
Whatever. I don't know. Well, Megatron. Anyway, was Megatron football player at the Lions, but I just—it sounds like a nice technical when you sound like you're a human transformer or something like that.
Luke.
Let's go on Maury and find out if I am your father.
Exactly. So anyway, here's the deal: if you want to join the conversation at any point today on anything, the reason we're headed to the March for Life, the situation with loggerheads that Washington, D.C., the swamp has found themselves in. Donald Trump, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. Who blanks? Who wins this? It's an interesting bit of theater here going on. But if I sit there and say, well, who wins? I have to say, well, Donald Trump's a great deal maker. Donald Trump could run circles around Nancy Pelosi when it comes to just the art of a deal. I mean, the guy wrote the book, for crying out loud. And he literally has lived his life doing that in a shark-infested New York City. So, yes, he's a developer. But he is like Walmart compared to Tiffany's when it comes to the level of developers in New York City. And he was constantly battling the big boys, the really big boys, and winning. You get tired of winning. Remember he told us that? So he wins a lot. Now, on the other hand, he's not spent his time deal-making, the majority of it, in Washington, D.C. It's 2 years worth of that. A little bit of a campaign. He found out during the campaign how vicious things can be. He's found out since how vicious they can be in the swamp. Swamp doesn't like the guy. Swamp doesn't want him to succeed. I referenced this letter that was in the Daily Caller yesterday. Day before, I forget which, anonymous letter. Do you remember the anonymous letter to the New York Times by a senior Trump official that said he was unstable and should be replaced? You remember that? There was news story after news story after news story. Well, there's another anonymous letter out, but unless you read the Daily Caller, you don't know about it because it's hardly been picked up. I guess the what's on your mind helps too. You hear that? Because we did tell you about it earlier in the week. But the letter basically signed by anonymously, but the Daily Caller, the news organization that used to be run by Tucker Carlson, they know who it is. Okay, they've verified this person is who he says he is, but they published the letter anonymously. In the letter, he's talking about what he sees as a federal employee. And that's 15% of the hardest working, which you could give them a bonus, a raise, anything. And the vast majority of the other 85%, literally, you can't tell them what to do. And they, if you did, they wouldn't do it. Extremely inefficient. I mean, doing all kinds of personal things on the government's dime. Terrible. His take was, after 30 days of the government shutdown, the president has the ability to release furloughed workers. Non-essential employees, essentially. Maybe that's what he's waiting for. Maybe we get to the 30-day mark. He does that, then declares a national emergency. Starts building the wall. Government reopens. On we go. I don't know. I don't know. The other little antic, by the way, so I honestly don't know. You tell me who you think wins this, Nancy Pelosi or Donald Trump. And I don't think it's a slam dunk for Donald Trump just because of how the swamp works. I'll just give you an example. The other thing I want to talk about a little bit is Nancy Pelosi's suggestion that the State of the Union address should be canceled because of security concerns. That she's concerned about the security of the Congress, but not of the country and the border. You want to shut down the State of the Union over security? Well, there are two things. One, reopen the government. Give the president what he seeks in funding. You have no more worries. And in the meantime, if you're worried about security, you better worry about all of security, I would say. I don't know. Just saying. Ted Cruz talked about this with Glenn Beck. Listen to this.
Listen, if you're Nancy Pelosi, it makes a lot of sense. Nancy Pelosi is terrified, number one, of her extreme left-wing base. She is captive of them. And number two, the position of congressional Democrats in this shutdown is objectively unreasonable. So in 2013, Chuck Schumer and every Senate Democrat voted in favor of 350 miles of border wall.
Right.
They have right now shut the government down to stop 234 miles of border wall. Now, I don't know how you explain why you voted for 350 miles, but you shut the government down to stop 234 miles. That is incoherent. The honest answer, it's not a substantive disagreement. It's that they're terrified of their extreme left wing who hates Trump. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're having a shutdown. So why does Nancy Pelosi not want the State of the Union? Because the State of the Union is an enormous platform for the president to speak directly to the American people. And she doesn't want people focusing on the substance of this issue. She wants their information to come from the mainstream media rather than to come directly from the president. Listen, it's the same reason. You remember back right before the shutdown when the president met with Pelosi and Schumer in the Oval Office, and it was a remarkable meeting. I thought the funniest and most revealing moment was when Pelosi said multiple times, please, can we turn the cameras off? Can we get the reporters out of here? She didn't want people to see then that their position was objectively unreasonable. The president has said he's willing to compromise, he's willing to negotiate, but we need to secure the border. The president's right on that. Their position is not defensible, so of course she's trying to hide from the cameras, and I don't think we should let her.
He is 100% accurate. That is a very good analysis of everything that's going on. But it goes back to, okay, who wins? Hard to say, because that's not going to change. Her base isn't there. He's also right about that Oval Office meeting. It was unbelievable. I thought the same thing. Well, very telling that you want that they need to leave. We don't want to embarrass you in public. You know, so we need to, you know, condescending. I mean, it's just hard to watch. So I'm really curious what you think. 800-228-0550. Larry text, we're already winning. We're already winning. There is some border wall construction going on. He saw the news article there that gives him the confidence that we are already winning. Here's how you can weigh in. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can text me, 701-367-2054, or you can call us. 800-228-0550. Somewhere in the middle of Ohio, Columbus and Akron, I don't know which, we're in between the two, in Pittsburgh shortly, off to Washington, D.C.
Columbus and Akron, that's a pretty huge chunk of land there.
Yeah, and it's, I was just looking at the map on the GPS to see where exactly we were at. So, I'll find out for you, Todd. 76 East. I know that. We're going to Wheeling, West Virginia next. Maybe I'm behind. Maybe we've already passed through Pittsburgh. No. They're pointing us towards the Wheeling, West Virginia.
So no, anyway, you'd be Wheeling, and then you'd be in Pittsburgh, so you couldn't have been in Pittsburgh yet then if you haven't been to Wheeling yet.
All right, good. I'm glad you know your geography. I'm not paying any attention. I just thought you might want to know where we're at. You know, not quite to Wheeling, but we're getting there. 6 miles to Wheeling, West Virginia. And then you say it's Pittsburgh? Beautiful.
Yeah.
More coming up from DeBus. On the way for the March for Life, Craig in Moorhead wants to weigh in on whether or not Pelosi or Trump will cave first. You can too at 800-228-0550.
Hey folks, Matt the Pizza Guy with you again. Are the doldrums of the deep winter blues
creeping into your positive and sunny view?
Well, it's time to snap out of the wistfulness of winter. Crank up the oven and enjoy a Pizza Corner pizza. Juice from a deliciously deluxe loaded with meat and veggies, a chicken bacon ranch with a hint of spice to warm you nice, or a Pizza Corner taco pizza that can be dressed up to delectable with sour cream, lettuce, tomatoes, and more. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner pizza.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's T-H-E bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Find sponsors and the products that they sell. As you hear the feedback from folks who listen and buy those products and appreciate them so much, you know, they're all part of the family. High Plains Apache's been with us from the beginning. We appreciate them very much. And of course, the Apache sprayer is such a fun product to talk about. The product satisfaction on it, the great warranty, the, you know, it just is, It is well received by many of the folks in the field. Light footprint, you know, low maintenance. There's just a lot of things to like about it. It's also a great place to work, by the way, at High Plains Apache. They have an opening right now for a field service tech in Mandan. Does that sound like you? It's a fun place to work, great pay. I mean, the whole team environment is wonderful. The benefits are great. If you're interested, email a cover letter and resume to jobs@highplainsapache.com. jobs@highplainsapache.com. A lot of options when you're looking, but I'd start right there, no doubt about it. 800-228-0550, the toll-free number, making our way to Washington, D.C. for the March for Life today. And three questions kind of on the table, but obviously with what's on your mind, anything goes. Is there anything you want to talk about, let us know. The questions are, who wins? Who blinks first in this debate? Number one, that's something that I want to know. What do you think of the idea of Trump taking the advice of one of his senior administration officials and recognizing that 85% of the employees of the federal government are not doing a good job, are there for not only, you know, sort of an average employee, they won't do work. They refuse to do work. Should he, when the 30 days come up, take advantage of the ability that he has to say, no more, they're done? Would that be a good route? And I'd also love your take on the March for Life. If you know somebody going, let us know. If you've been there, tell us your stories. A lot of folks in North Dakota going. Big crew from the University of Mary left yesterday afternoon. I'm with the Shanley Group. Five buses from Shanley, but there's buses from Trinity, University of Mary. A lot of churches bringing buses as well. So if you know somebody going, let me know. 800-228-0550. Hey, Craig in Moorhead, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello, Scott. Who's going to cave, Pelosi or the president? We hope that the president does, but there's some concerns I have. It's public opinion that's going to give Nancy the wherewithal to start negotiating. And I can't text her, point number one. You cannot text Pelosi unless you're from her district. That's point number one. Number two, I don't believe the polls. I think they're tainted, and she's reading the polls. And number three, the news media. You know how many times I've heard in the last week, the president's wall? It's not the president's wall. It's the people's wall. We need the wall for us. It's not the president. Those three things have concerned me. The media's in the tank for the Democrats. They hate this president. And if we don't get this changed, we're doomed. By the way, and when you see that article about these workers that are slowing down because they hate Trump, talk about the swamp. Well, let's go.
I turn my stomach. Yeah, it's incredible. You can't read that and say, wow, this requires some investigation. There's no doubt about it. I think you said you hoped Trump caved first, but I think you're saying you hope he doesn't. I'm guessing from your comments, but appreciate that. Killdeer Mountains are one of the more beautiful places in North Dakota. Not unlike the Wheeling, West Virginia, where I'm at right now. They're pretty darn close in size. And Jeff's up near that area from Killdeer. What's on your mind, Jeff?
Well, you just mentioned getting rid of government employees who aren't performing. I'm all for that, but I think the problem is that historically, the government has set itself up by not demanding performance from these people, and the government would be liable, I think, for all kinds of lawsuits for cutting people without giving them any kind of warning. You know, in the corporate world, people are given performance-based pay and rewards, and you set objectives with your manager at the beginning of the year. You monitor your progress towards those objectives throughout the year, and at the end of the year, if you met all your objectives, then you get rewarded, or if you haven't met them, you could possibly get terminated. That's the way it should be in government employment. It's not, and because it hasn't been, demanded by both federal government and the state governments, they can't just go ahead and do that without leaving themselves open to some kind of legal battle.
What would the motivation be for that, do you think? What would the motivation for somebody to say, you know, we don't need to hold anybody accountable? It's taxpayer money anyway. I mean, I can't wrap my mind around that you've got, and again, every organization has, you know, people in it that do not perform to their ability, and that's just part of managing, right? So you deal with it. This is an extraordinary number, and I agree with you. I think how could it have got to this point? People didn't care. People didn't set expectations. People didn't hold people accountable. And then that just grows and grows and grows. But what would be their motivation not to do that? Why wouldn't they?
Well, I don't understand that myself. I mean, if you set up a performance-based program, you're going to naturally see results, because for the most part, people want to succeed. They don't want to sit back and just do nothing all day. Those types of employees aren't happy employees. They're not going to benefit your organization at all. So I really don't understand why they haven't done that for years, other than just plain old complacency and the management levels within the government just not caring themselves. It's basically, well, I can sit back and do nothing at all. I don't have to worry about reprimanding people. I can just take my check every 2 weeks and go home and do nothing while I'm at work.
Yeah, I mean, that's why Donald Trump's president of the United States. So maybe this has been the design all along. I wouldn't be surprised if he picked the timing to try and do this. Fascinating. By the way, it's 18 degrees in Kildare right now at the Buckskin Bar and Grill. Have you been to the Buckskin before?
I have, yep. Yeah. And I probably wouldn't be able to find it because we're shrouded in a blanket of fog.
Oh, you got fog in 18. Wow. Got it. All right. Thanks a bunch, Jeff. Appreciate the comment. Ron in Bismarck, what's on your mind? You're next.
Yes. I texted in yesterday that some of us went to D.C. in 1988 for one of the Right to Life marches, and there was a Baptist pastor driving the bus who was with us all the way. When we got to D.C., they lodged us in some church, and they fed us, and we went to the march, and we came back home. In 92, this Baptist pastor then got in trouble at the abortion chamber and spent 1 year in the penitentiary for saving babies. In 94, then, a couple of us also got in trouble at the abortion chamber, blocking it out and closing it down, and faced prison over it. So I don't think these people going there are going to be quiet after they come back home.
Understood. I also think that that's called passion. That's called caring. They probably said the same things about, Martin Luther King and those that marched with him. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate the story. Welcome others as well. For more than 40 years, Chose Investments has brought wonderful opportunities through plans to life. May dreams come true by delivering expertise and service to those wishing to lease office space, buy or sell land, or develop office buildings. They know the properties. They know the market. When you look to the future, look to Chose Investments. KJOS. ChoseInvestments.com. ChoseInvestments.com. We're live from the bus. That's Scott Heron. We're tied to Radio God Mitchell, and we'll talk with some of the folks about this trip, why they're headed to D.C. When we come back, want your calls, welcome to at 800-228-0550.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The partial government shutdown is now into its 27th day. Still no White House response to a request on Wednesday from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that President Trump reschedule his State of the Union address until after the shutdown is over. This morning, a Republican Congressman Michael Burgess of Texas weighed in on that request from Pelosi on Fox and Friends.
People do want to hear from the president, and they are. It is a constitutional requirement that the president from time to time comes and delivers remarks on the either in person or in writing, but he delivers remarks on the State of the Union. So it's a requirement that he come.
Day four of a teacher strike in Los Angeles, and the two sides are going back to the bargaining table at noon today local time, as teachers have been pushing for higher pay as well as some other concessions. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Back on What's On Your Mind, live from West Virginia, that's a first. Live from a bus, that's a first. Done the tractor thing, but not the bus. Well, I guess I have done the bus once. Down to, wasn't it Iowa City we did for a Bison Hawkeyes game or something, I think. So, you know, we're old hats, this bus stuff. First time on the way to the March for Life, though, Washington, D.C. And looking forward to chatting with some of the folks on the bus with me about why they go to the March for Life. And by the way, as I said earlier, the thing that really stands the hair on the back of my neck, gets me so excited about the March for Life, is there's so many young people there. This is really a youth rally is what it is. So it's an awakening of sorts of youngsters, which is great. We're brought to you in part today by Mineral Tracker. If I were you, I would today get yourself a one-month free trial. Take control of your minerals using Mineral Tracker. You can cancel any time. You know, using a shoebox just doesn't work anymore. This is big business. You want to know you're getting what you're supposed to be getting. And with some of the tools, the petroleum engineers at Mineral Tracker have done, they can say, you know what, here's what your actual royalty payments are. Here's what your expected payments are. Why is there a difference? Where's the well performance? Where's the, and all of that is Bakken-specific modeling that they do just for the Bakken. So it works absolutely great. Send them an email if you want information, info@mineraltracker.com, info@mineraltracker.com, or go online at mineraltracker.com. And they are right now in the middle of a process that is expanding and growing the technology, and that's why I say it'd be a good idea to get in on the ground floor right now. Somebody texted me to ask what my email address is. I don't know. They could have just told me by the text here. Email is real easy. ScottH@FlagFamily.com. ScottH@FlagFamily.com. That's for me. There's also an email to all of us on What's On Your Mind. It's just studio@What'sOnYourMindRadio.com. But you can text us, 367-2054 for me, or you can go 226-8503 for Todd. Or call us. That's the best way. 701-258-0550. Mike Hagstrom is here. Mike is the president of the John Paul II schools in the Catholic school world. The president's like a superintendent, just a different name, and how it works with the catechism and the teaching of the church. And, of course, has been... How many years have you taught at Shanley, Mike?
I taught 31 years, and I'm now in my third year serving as president of our school system.
31 years, and of those 31 years, have there always been kids that have gone to the March for Life?
We This is our 10th year as a school, an organized process of school, and my fifth time going on the march of those 10 years. Prior to that, we would have students go with maybe diocesan groups or parish groups. But thanks to the initiative of our current chaplain, Father Charles LaCroix, we decided we'd like to do this ourselves. And it's been a great blessing to our school and brought so many benefits to everyone involved.
1 year, Shanley High School actually was the lead. In other words, carried the banner, which is a very distinct honor of all the schools and all the groups and organizations that come. Shanley was selected to carry the banner. That was something, wasn't it?
Yes, that was 2015. And it was quite an honor. We did bring virtually the entire school to Washington, D.C., and one of our students spoke as the keynote speaker at the rally before the march. And many people, objective observers, identified her, a high school senior from Fargo, North Dakota, Moorhead actually, but Fargo Shanley, as the outstanding speaker of the afternoon.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. University of Mary has also had that honor. They're also very active in bringing students out here. Left with four buses yesterday at late afternoon. So there'll be a lot of North Dakota representation there. And we've asked folks to tell us if you've got people going to let us know for sure. Explain, you know, this event and its significance as part of, you know, the curriculum or the values, the teaching of the school and the participation by the kids. Is this like, oh, no, we have to go? Or is this, can you believe it, we get to go?
It certainly is viewed as a great opportunity, a great privilege. And, you know, we don't force students to go. We just put out the invitation each fall. And last year we, I think we had three buses. This year we have five buses, 190 students, which is a little more than half the school. A little less than half the school is back in school. They have normal classes. These students, some have their books along, their iPads along, and are to keep up with classroom assignments and work. And so we're having school back at school, and yet we're learning so much on this trip. It is an amazing transformational thing. The things you get to see and experience on the trip. Besides the march, it is a pilgrimage. We have daily prayer and prayer on a bus, as you know, daily mass. We have all kinds of other faith focused events, and then we get to see Washington, D.C. extensively and tour monuments and museums and historical sites, and the things from your textbook and your classroom discussions come alive. You experience and see it. It's a phenomenal learning opportunity, and our kids are so blessed to participate.
We're talking with Mike Hegstrom. Mike is the president of the John Paul II Schools, which is a school system made up of students, you know, from the, how many parishes?
Five schools and eight parishes.
Five schools, eight parishes that make up John Paul II Schools, and kids from really, you know, I know of kids from Hillsboro and, you know, of course, Kindred and Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, so sort of from all over that are part of the Catholic school system. How are Catholic schools doing generally, nationwide?
In general, Catholic schools are doing very well. We have Catholic Schools Week coming up here at the end of the month. It is certainly a challenge, though, for our schools to keep that balance of keeping our tuition affordable and trying to offer a great education, a faith-based education, to as many people as possible, paying our teachers well and having you know, responsible stewardship, good budgets. So it's a balancing act, and it is a challenge. It's a challenge to schools nationwide, but it's so worth it. It's so worth the investment.
Essentially, you can do what the public schools by law can't do, right?
Right, and that is to teach the total person all aspects, including that faith, and talk about where we come from and where we're going. And
I've noticed that there's a lot of students over the years. Our kids have been part of the John Paul II school system since it's about 18 years.
Thank you for that.
Our oldest came in as a first grader. And of course, now our youngest is a sophomore. You know, one of the things I've noticed about the school overall is the education they come out with affords them opportunities to really go pretty much anywhere they want. And there's some really neat stories, especially over the decades, of Shanley students that have done some incredible things, get, you know, scholarship opportunities, go to big-time schools, go on to have great careers. Why? How does that happen? How is it that the component of faith is there, which the public school cannot teach, in addition to a great education? Just because smaller and they get more attention? Is it, teachers that really are not there for the pay or the pension. They're there for the passion of teaching these kids. Well, how does that happen?
Well, it is very intentional, Scott. It is really something we have a clear mission, a compelling mission, to teach the total person, and we have high standards, high expectations with academics and with behavior and with service and with the faith. We try to put it together as a total. And it really is, again, people all united in striving to accomplish that mission.
Shanley, deacons have a rich history, long history, and I know you've always done a good job in your 30 years there of connecting to that history from day one. But for folks that are not familiar, how did this all start?
Catholic school started thanks to the Presentation Sisters, a religious order, in 1882, starting the first Catholic school. Sacred Heart Academy was founded in 1897, and that's the forerunner of Shanley High School. The first class of Shanley in a new building on the north side was a class of 1951. And we've been down at our current campus on the south side. We're now in our 17th year there. We also have the middle schools on our campus, the three elementaries, Nativity, Holy Spirit, and New School Trinity in its fourth year in West Fargo.
And Shanley is called Shanley why?
The first bishop of the Fargo Diocese was Bishop John Shanley, and we were named in honor of him.
Didn't he go on to be a cardinal, too?
No, he served out 20 years in North Dakota and died in 1909.
Who am I thinking of? Cardinal Mench.
Cardinal Mench, yes. He was the third bishop of the Fargo Diocese.
The seminary was named after. Yeah, it's fascinating. You yesterday addressed fellow chaperones and some staff and everybody going, and you likened what's happening today in the March for Life this weekend to what Martin Luther King did. How do you connect that for the students?
Well, first, Scott, you said thank you for coming as a chaperone, and you said your daughter is a sophomore?
Yes.
When my wife was a sophomore in high school, and for the readers out there, I'm holding up a program from the March for Life 1976, the bicentennial year. She and her mom, Scott, went to the March for Life, the third one. Roe versus Wade was 1973. 43 years since my wife went, and now you're going with your daughter, who's a sophomore. And so the struggle, the fight continues. We're talking about the respect for the dignity and honor of each and every human person. And if anyone is treated as an object or a thing, whether African-American or the infant in the womb, we have to take a stand against that. We have to be public against that. We have to fight against that. And we do so passionately. Again, it's about the dignity and respect for each and every human person, starting from conception to natural death.
And
that's why we're here.
Science now gives us such a leg up on this, doesn't it? I mean, to know what happens at conception, and to know that everything about you, from how many hairs on your head, color of your eyes, so many things. The plan begins at conception. So if you're disrupting that plan, you're disrupting the good Lord Himself, right?
Yep, it's actually anti-science to ignore what's happening in the womb with the developing separate, unique human person.
Exactly right. Do you think we're making progress?
Well, in some ways, when I think, boy, 43 years since my wife and 46 years, I hope my grandchildren, my grandchildren's children and their grandchildren won't have to go to Washington, D.C. for the March for Life, because we'll protect in law each and every human person.
Let's hope. That's why we march. Hashtag why we march, folks. Mike, thank you. Enjoyed the chat. Looking forward to talking to some of the students here in a little bit, too.
Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate it. Mike Hickstrom is the president of John Paul II Schools. And on the bus, one of five from Shanley that's headed to Washington, D.C. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. And that's important, too, I'll tell you, folks, because, it's a little cold across a good part of North Dakota today. Imagine if you didn't have a secure energy future or a secure energy future Thursday. That wouldn't be a good thing. This is very same thing in the hot, hot days of summer. That's why that baseload energy, which comes from coal, is so essential. The folks at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future are all about all of the above solutions. All of the above. That certainly has to include COVID. 2019. The plan, thanks to a new administration, is for everybody to work together. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Take a break. Back with more from the bus somewhere in West Virginia on our way to D.C. This is What's on Your Mind.
I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Going once. Going twice. Sold. 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 Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealers are proud to introduce the all-new CR Series Combines. They're designed with you and harvesting in mind. The brand-new state-of-the-art Harvest Suite Ultra Cab is more spacious and gives you even wider visibility. Up to three cameras and new lighting extend the visibility around the combine and around the clock. Every new feature is designed for your comfort and a better harvest. That's New Holland Smart. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer and ask about the all-new CR Combines.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn and Suites.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Acadia, 9,000 off MSRP on one example. GMC Sierra 2018, 1500 crude cab short box 4x4, save $10,000 off the MSRP. SchwanGMC.com.
Is that what you said, Tom? You don't, that West Virginia is too vague? Since you're a former East Coaster, is that what I'm hearing you saying?
Well, let's just put it this way. When I lived in Virginia, we made fun of West Virginia. When I lived in Ohio, we made fun of West Virginia. So, but then again, West Virginia voted solidly for Trump, so maybe we need to rethink that.
They got a lot of snow here. It looks a little treacherous. Sounds like it is in Kildare as well. And Dunn Center, we had texture a moment ago. We always appreciate you passing along your road conditions. Let us know what's going on. Roads are very slick by Dunn Center, Kildare areas. Trucks are out, but only in select areas. Thank you for passing this along. Happy to do it. Emailer says, hey, how about a shout-out for Bus 1? See, we're in Bus 2, so Bus 1 is not feeling the love right now. A little too much attention on bus number 2 on the way. So, Olivia Matheson, there's your love from bus 2 to bus 1. And she says, God bless America. So, love those emails. ScottH@FlagFamily.com. ScottH@FlagFamily.com. 3 miles from Somerset. Is Somerset West Virginia, Tom? I think so. I'm not keeping track of when we're leaving the state boundaries. I'm yakking on the radio. I'm not looking at the welcome to, you know, Pennsylvania signs or anything like that, which I think is next. But if Somerset is, oh, Husband. We're closer to Husband than Somerset. Yeah, there you go. Husband. Did you know that was a town? Unbelievable.
No.
Okay, anyway, back on the program, we call What's on Your Mind? Now You Do. Now You Do. Yeah. Good morning, says a texter. Hope your trip is going well. You're about to encounter some country and go through tunnels and some pretty good mountains and a big out Breezewood, Pennsylvania, and last leg to D.C. as I run out there a lot in my truck. All right, we'll look for Breezewood. And I don't know what the tunnels are going to do to the show. Probably mean that Todd's taking over for a while. One texter said this is youth religious indoctrination. Really? I'll ask some students about that, see what they think about that. I don't think that's a problem. Here's a couple of those traveling. What's your name?
Ashley Machenbacher.
How are you, Ashley?
Good.
Very good. And your name?
Abby Leininger.
How's Abby doing today?
Good.
Did you sleep last night?
I did sleep last night.
Did you?
I slept well.
Did you really? Yep. Even with all the stops and everything else?
I woke up once, but after that I slept well.
How about you?
I slept very well, except when we stopped.
That's not bad, then. So you're feeling pretty good? This is no problem?
No, no problem at all.
Now, you told me earlier you've been on a previous March for Life,
yes,
huh?
Yes, yes.
And so you know the drill.
I do. I've gotten more sleep this time because I knew what to do.
What's the best part of it? What do you like about it?
Just being with friends the entire time, hanging out, talking.
Seeing the nation's capital?
Yes, that's cool too.
How about the actual march itself?
The march is a very good experience. We get to support life and those that do not have a voice. It's very nice.
Is it important to you?
Yes.
How did it become important to you?
Over the years, we've been taught about it at school and we've just learned that we need to stand up for others, that doing this will help them.
And you're in what class?
I am a sophomore.
You're a sophomore, okay. So, Abby, how about you? Somebody just texted me and said, after we talked to Mr. Hegstrom, they said, well, it sounds like they're indoctrinating the students, like the teachers or others are forcing you to have these views. What would you say to that?
Well, I grew up very pro-life with my family. My mom really got me, into it, and I've been supporting it my whole life. So I don't think the teachers are forcing it. Anyone should be forcing it. It should be a choice that you make yourself and just making the right choice.
At Chanley, where you go to school, is that just a prevailing view? Do a lot of people just feel that way? Do you feel like, you know, your fellow students are as passionate as you are about this?
I think some, yeah. It's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, how about you?
I believe that it's a good environment and we all are very pro-life there.
That's kind of fun to be around people that you know.
Yeah, because we can share our views with each other and go through it together.
Yeah, that's really neat. Have you been to Washington, D.C. before, Abby?
I have never been there.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what, besides the march itself, and by the way, the energy of that is just unbelievable. I mean, it just is, it's so fun. I mean, you just, as a geezer, I like looking at all the kids that care about this, see, because this movement used to be really, more about sort of grandparents and others that care. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but they were founders of the movement, but now it's all kids, so it's great, a lot of youth. Besides the march, though, what do you want to see?
Just see the nature, kind of different landscaping and everything. I think it's really cool.
I had a friend of mine one time that had never been to Washington,
and he was the coach of a hockey team, and the hockey team was being honored at the White House. So he came in the night before, and they arranged for a car for him to go. I'm not going to say his name because this is a little embarrassing story. He got in the car at night and toured around, and he came back and he said, "What's the big deal? A bunch of buildings that were all lit up. I don't get it." So he didn't kind of get the atmosphere you're looking for, right? There's a little bit of history here, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, girls.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Among 50 or so students that are on the bus with us here, just about 200 students that are along on 5 buses from Shanley, 4 coming from the University of Mary and Bismarck there behind us as well. We're going to meet up with all of them, and we'll chat with them tomorrow on the air. Later in the program, Sydney Powell, author of License to Lie, you'll see her on the Hannity Show. She is a great resource on this Mueller investigation and this mess in the swamp. So we'll talk to her coming up, and more of your calls top of the hour on this or any topic on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. We're talking saunas today with Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Boy, if you've got a lot of saunas to choose from here, tell folks about the variety.
Yeah, there's variety because everybody has a different need for one. We can do a custom cut. There's the designer saunas, which are beautiful, outdoor saunas, infrared saunas, plug-and-play saunas, meaning I could take one home today, plug it in, and start using it tonight. And we have some great financing on them as well. Literally, Scott, you could get into a nice two-person sauna in your apartment, in your house, in wherever, by just plugging it in for as little as $2.94 a day, and that is way less than a cup of Starbucks coffee. And the wellness and the health and the benefits you get from that $2.94 a day, you can't put a price on it.
Great selection, great savings, great financing deals, a good reason to hurry to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Ask about the Finleo Spas, Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables too, Grand Forks, Fargo, Minot, Bismarck, and Devil's Lake too.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.